ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
About things important to us, like whatever. We'll defuse bombs, walk marathons, and take on whatever together.
Welcome back. This is CJOSIP 90.1 FM. You just heard...
AM 180 by Granddaddy.
Yes.
Which is a pretty awesome song. We listened to it so much this week.
Okay. Yeah. And I just lost my train of thought. And this is also Slumber Party. I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
And I'm Gion. Yeah, Gion.
You just heard Gion introduce that last song. And so we're just doing our little interview. So if you just joined us, welcome. We're going to do a couple extra questions for Gion right now. So the first one is my question. So was there any point in time that you wanted to stop making music or face any struggles with creating music and content?
Mm-hmm, definitely. I think at least with making content, I was making weekly covers for years, like for a really long time. And I think that that can get really draining, especially because... I don't know, it kind of takes the joy out of it sometimes a little bit if you're like constantly trying to meet deadlines and like make songs, make covers that will get a lot of views. Like it takes away the fun of like just playing music and sharing with people.
Capitalism.
No, sorry, for real. No, the capitalism mindset. So I think definitely now, like, I've taken a step back from making covers as often, which I know is kind of sad, but it's also helped me, like, I have so much more energy in me when I'm actually working on my music because I'm not, like, expelling all of it doing, like, you know, just covers of other people's songs. So, yeah.
Yeah. What actually goes behind making a cover? Like, there's probably a lot of time and energy editing,
learning the song.
Right. Yeah. It's like I kind of got the system down now where I can get it done pretty quickly. Because I'll spend a little bit learning the song, and then I usually do it in like one or two takes of just like I record the guitar and the oh my god, microphone and the video at the same time. And then I just try to get through that as quick as possible. And then I can go back and post and fix any like little voice cracks or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, and then I just get the video all together. But it's like, I can, you know, on a good night, it'll only take me like an hour and a half, 2 hours to like get it all together.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, it's like, yeah, years of practice.
Is it usually in one take, or how many takes do you think on average?
I feel like as I kept going, it's like less takes just because I realized it's actually going to take me less time to just like cut out a tiny clip where I mess up than film the entire cover over again to get it like perfect all the way through. And people usually don't notice if like the mouth doesn't line up to the words quite perfect at the part where you fix it. So usually one or two takes is my good spot.
Nice. And with a growing YouTube following and having some recent live performances with a band, how do you envision your ideal future?
I really hope within the next few months I can get some original music out. Like, I want to record, and like I just want people to be listening to me instead of me doing covers. So like that's the goal for at least like the rest of the summer. And I definitely just want to do way more live shows, like meet more people who know me from online. Like, that would be crazy. Like, if we're talking long term,
let's talk long term.
I want to go on tour so bad. I want to see the world. I want to play music for everybody. And I think we can make it happen, guys.
Yeah, let's do it, guys. Everyone, when Jihan releases her album or songs or whatever, we're going to be promoting
everybody
got to
stream
here.
That.
Exactly.
Started here.
Yep.
Is there anything like upcoming that people should look out for?
I mean, my band and I are doing a show in Victory Square on August 22nd, if you'd like to come. It's like an outdoor venue, so it'll be totally chill, awesome summer vibes. You should totally join.
Awesome.
If you want to find me on anything, Gian Ross Music on all platforms, you should follow me.
Go follow.
Do it.
And how do people buy tickets, actually, for that show?
Ooh.
Where are they going to find us?
I honestly think that show is free, but if it's not and I'm lying, then I'll post about it on my Instagram, Gian Ross Music, and you will totally be able to get in on that.
Perfect source.
So also, outside of music, we love your style and your hair. Do you draw any inspiration? Like, where does this come from? Where is this coming from?
Just all internal.
All internal.
It's all me, guys. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I love, like, picking up little things from, like, the people in my life or the people I listen to. Like, I've definitely had people come up to me and be like, why are you doing a Biba Doobie cosplay? And I'm like, that's just my style. Like, I'm sorry, that's just how I dress. But I think, a lot of the musicians I listen to and like a lot of my friends, I feel like I'm just like their love child. Like, I just look like everyone else in my life, but yeah, pieces of it.
Thoughts on thrifting then?
Love thrifting. I feel like all my clothes are thrifted at this point.
That's a good feeling when you walk out the house and you're just like,
thrifted. Feeling sustainable.
Yeah.
Value Village, even though they're for profit, have good stuff there.
Exactly.
Good stuff. And also, you said you had tattoos beforehand. Mm-hmm. I think. How many do you have, and what are they?
Tattoo tour.
But you can't see.
Yeah, just audio.
Okay, excellent. Guys. So basically, I have 6 tattoos. Yes. My first tattoo is of a rat eating an Asian pear on my arm. That's for my pawpaw, which is my grandma in Chinese. Her year that she was born is Year of the Rat, and I would always go to work with her, and she would bring me Asian pears to eat, and it was awesome.
Those slap.
Right? Yeah, so crisp. So and then my next tattoo is actually a Mitski tattoo.
Oh!
I have, if you guys know the song A Pearl by Mitski, beautiful song, please go listen to it, but it was like a big thing for me, so I got a still from that music video on my arm, and then I got Little Alien Guy, and then Oh, I have a quote from my childhood diary that says, "Be a strong woman because I know you can."
Uh-huh.
And it's so misspelled, sweet. But yeah. And then other than that, I just got 2 stars on my collarbones. but that's it for now. I want more, but need more money.
Yeah.
Expensive. Very. Piercings and tattoos.
For real.
Getting a killing over here. But yeah. I think those are a couple of my last questions. But
yeah, mine too, I think. We're at the end of
Thanks
this
so much
interview.
For having me, guys.
Thank you so much for coming and talking to us and letting us play your covers.
Of course.
Yeah, we had lots of fun.
The masses. Yeah.
But
Everyone, go check out Gion again. If you want to drop your socials one more time.
Yeah, it's at Gion Ross Music, JianRoss Music. Please follow me. Bye.
Don't do that. And we're just going to introduce the next show because mm-hmm. I think we'll be playing music for the rest of today. But the next show will be Revolution Rock at 7 p.m. and then Bitcoover at 8 p.m. with our music coordinator, Connor.
Yes.
So, yeah, thank you so much. And we'll be back 6 p.m. Tuesday for next week for a slumber party.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yeah, and then the last song, that we're going to introduce.
IRM by Charlotte Gainsbourg.
Okay.
Yep.
Hope you enjoy.
Enjoy.
Bye.
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 What is it?
Thank you. Thank you.
guys next week, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.